Hello, welcome back to Coach Enya Below the Bar podcast. So this week I wanted to talk about intuitive eating, and I'll tell you why. So basically I have been working with my coach Adam for the last 2 years, okay? So we've done multiple calorie deficits. Like I started with him when I was like 70 kg. And now I am 56. I was 52, 53 when I did my photo shoot prep. And I was 62, I think, just around Christmas time. So yeah, I've nearly lost like 18 kg, like over 2 stone working with him. And that all didn't happen in one block. Like there was diet breaks in between. But 2 years of, I've been tracking calories on and off for the last 5 years, but really like took it very, very seriously the last 2 years, you know, since working with a coach and having that accountability, not having myself to answer to, because I'm a completely different person now to the person I was 2 years ago, March 2022, that was. And yeah, I've learned so much from my coach, Adam, and, you know, not only as a client, as a coach too. And I just felt, you know, I've been tracking for the last 2 years consistently, constantly having a body composition goal, whether it's to maintain, get stronger, checking in with him every week, or being in a deficit, checking in with him every week, sending him a picture every week as well. Like I don't just send him a picture every eight weeks, like it's every week. But you can really see now, because I've been taking pictures every week, like I have all the history in my phone. So like you can really see the journey from week one up to like week 80, would it be? No, it'd be like one, definitely over 100 anyway, because it was March 2022 when I started working with him. So yeah, basically I just decided, and I'll tell you why. When I finished photo shoot prep back in May, so the goal was to reverse me out of that. So I always talk about, like, you know, if you leave your coach after doing a very restrictive diet like that, like you can go off and have a really bad rebound and like basically just eat rings around yourself, whack on the weight. Like I've heard of people like whacking on like 20 pounds in the space of 2 to 3 weeks, like because your body is so sensitive to food now, like especially carbohydrates, because you are essentially doing a low carb diet. You're prioritizing, your calories are mainly going towards protein, and you have to have some fat in there as well, like for your hormone, for hormone regulation, and then carbs for energy. Like you could function without carbs for a long period, you could, it wouldn't be ideal, but you could, but you need fats, like to basically, you know, your hair, your skin, etc., especially protein to maintain muscle and stuff, and women especially need fat in their diet. Anyway, sorry, going off on a tangent there. So yeah, I was just at a point where I had reversed out of the photo shoot prep, and you know, I'm at about 56 kg now, and the goal was to just maintain, get stronger, grow my glutes, which I still will be doing, grow my glutes. But it just got to a stage where I was just getting burned out, like burned out from tracking calories, burned out from macros, burned out from weighing myself every day. And I am human, and when I started seeing the scale rising, and I'm going to actually point this out as well, okay, you should aim to be in around like a 5 kg range. You will never be. So let's say, for example, I love the way I am now, like I'm 56 kg. It would be very unrealistic for me to stand on the scale every day and see the exact same number just because I'm maintaining my weight, to see 56 on the dot, 56.0 every day for the rest of the year. That ain't gonna happen. And I sometimes have to look at myself in the mirror and remind myself of that. But it was starting to play with my head a bit. So, and you know, constantly being like, I hardwired my brain basically for 5 months to eat at certain times every day, you know, to regulate my hunger, because I was on such low calories. And I always say, you know, you are what you consistently do. And that's what I consistently did for 5 months. So I hardwired my brain. So even though I was maintaining, I was still living that like kind of regimental lifestyle. And I had to kind of remind myself, like, it's okay to live now. Like, it's okay to, like, you know, eat out a bit more frequently. Not that I thought it was bad, but I just always felt at the back of my mind, like, I'll put on weight. Like, that's me being open and honest. And it's because it's like the prep life was hardwired into me. And it's like, no, that phase of my life is over now. You know, that was great. I'd done it and stuff. But, like, you'll always remember the good parts about it. Like everyone's saying, oh, you look amazing and how good you felt when you look in the mirror and stuff. But you won't remember how cranky you were, how fatigued you were, how miserable you were, how sore you were everywhere. Like, you know, lactic acid. How much sacrifice you had to make. It's only when you sit down and you think, yeah, okay, you couldn't carry on like that for the rest of your life. But anyway, I just started getting bored out. Like for 2 years, counting calories, constantly having a composition goal. And I was like, do you know what? I just want to live now. Because I was even noticing, like, me and my boyfriend would be going to a shopping centre. He'd be like, oh, we get an ice cream. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I had a meal planned for later and that's going to eat into the calories for that. And then I just kind of had to look at myself in the mirror and be like, will you just snap out of it and start fucking living? Like, it's okay, like, to take a few months off. And, you know, you have the skills, you have the knowledge, you have the tools to pull it back in if you get carried away. Like, we don't always have to be striving for a composition goal. And, you know, this whole, like, bodybuilding lifestyle, I like basically lived it, you know, and I loved it. I respect it so much, but I just feel it's time for me to step away for a few months now. And it's time to just intuitively eat, all right? Like, so the plan was I was supposed to still work with my coach, Adam, and I was supposed to go into a dieting phase in September for 8 weeks because I had a lot coming up at the end of October. And I kind of just wanted to do a little tidy up phase. So, you know, maybe drop 2 to 3 kilo. But then I thought to myself, no, not with the way I'm feeling. Like, you know, this whole like regimental, sticking to a fucking meal schedule, constantly thinking about calories and macros and stuff like that. I was like, I need a break from that. I was like, I'm literally only after leaving that back in May. Am I in a position with the way my headspace is to go back into that and, you know, get knee deep into that life again and come out probably even more kind of not damaged, but a bit more like, I suppose, unstable, because I am a perfectionist. I hold myself to a very, very high standard. And when I go in, I go all in. And, you know, I think the whole perfectionist personality started to get the better of me when I was like, you know, sticking to the same meal times, calories, macros and stuff. And I'm like, but I'm maintaining now. I stuck to meal times to control my hunger. I'm eating more food now. I'm not going to go hungry. I can be a bit more loose now at meal timings. And, you know, if I go over my calories, so be it. I'm not in a deficit. I'm not striving for fat loss. I'm not chasing a low scale number anymore. And that's what I was talking about, the scale range, is that I'm happy to linger between 56 to 60 kg between now and, I don't know, maybe October time or whatever. And you know what? If I start going over to 60 kg, that's when I can kind of start noticing a bit of fluff starting to develop and stuff around my hips and stuff and around my thighs. Like, I'll just pull it back a bit, you know, and it doesn't have to be a drastic fucking diet like a photo shoot prep. That is a completely different animal though. Like, it just has to be a little 6 to 8 week diet and, you know, lose 3 to 4 kilo. That's it. And then you're back to the way I am now, you know. But yeah, I just wanted some time off, and I ended up having a chat with my coach, Adam, and I was like, look, Adam, Jesus, it was nothing to do with him. It's not a reflection of his coaching whatsoever. But I was like, do you know what? I think I just need to take a step away from the check-in process and, you know, the weighing daily and the tracking. I deleted my fitness pal off my phone and stuff. Because I was like, do you know what? I know enough now about macros, calories. Like, I've weighed my food enough over the last 2 years. I know, and I rotate the same 2 to 3 meals, like, for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Like, I know by looking at something what's in it. Like, you know, judge by eye, can I be 100% accurate? No, but it's a good ballpark anyway. And would I say a beginner could do that? No. I would always recommend, if you are going into a calorie deficit, judging by eye, you would be way off if you're a beginner. Way off. So what I would recommend is, if you were a beginner, try track for 2 to 3 weeks and pay attention to what the portion sizes look like. Because then when you want to go off on your own and kind of like practice the whole 3 meals, 2 snacks approach, you'll have a fair idea about, okay, well, that looks like the portion of oats that I used to have. That looks like a portion of rice that I used to have. Things like that, you know, because you've been judging, but you've been weighing it and you've been seeing the portion sizes. It actually educates you to see how much 50 grams of pasta actually looks like, because you are probably having 2 portions of that. And that would be for 2 people, you know. So I do always recommend that you should try track just for educational purposes. But I trust myself completely to be able to survive without my fitness pal for the next few months. And it'd be interesting. It will be interesting to see how I get on, because I know when I'm overeating. I don't need my fitness pal to tell me I've gone over my calories. Like, I'll know if I have 3 meals, 2 snacks, if I have 2 big calorie dense snacks, like a donut at 12 o'clock in the day and then a croissant at 5 o'clock in the evening, on top of a cappuccino, on top of a chocolate bar, and then my 3 meals. Like, I'll know I've gone over my calories by eating that. Like, I'm roughly eating around 2,000 calories a day now. And, like, I basically divide it like this. Each meal I have is about 500 calories. And then I have 500 calories separate to have a protein snack. And then stuff I enjoy as well. But will I occasionally go over my calories? Yes, I will. But it's part of this process that I'm doing now. And I trust myself to, because, like I said, I was a different person when I went to Adam 2 years ago. I had the knowledge and I had, you know, the information to be able to do a calorie deficit, but I was in a different place mentally as well. Like, you know, binge drinking, didn't give a shit, wasn't consistently going to the gym, like could tell you how to do a set of exercises, could show you how to do an exercise, but I just wasn't, like, my heart wasn't in it. And now when I started working with Adam, like, I just learned so much. But I trust myself now to take a step away, and the plans have changed now. Like, I'm not, you know, going to be checking in with him anymore. I'm actually just going to be I'm going to be a lone soldier now, if I say, for the next 2 to 3 months. And I told him I'll give him a text in a few months to let him know how I'm getting on. But I want to be able to coach myself through a deficit, because I have used him for accountability for the last 2 years, that when down the line it comes to me being in a deficit, I coach many clients through calorie deficits. You know, they've lost kilos upon kilos, and I can do it for someone else, I can do it for me. And I have to be able to trust that. He even said himself, when we had a good hour long chat, and he was like, do I think coaches need to be coached all year round? No. Like, if they have a specific goal and they need that extra bit of accountability, by all means. But I don't think they need to be coached all year round. He even said, he goes, you could have done this a long time ago, you could have coached yourself a long time ago, but now I think it's the time to take a step away and not feel that pressure or have any expectation on body composition. Every week checking in, like, you know, am I letting him down if I went over my calories? Or, you know, I just want that kind of freedom to just live a bit. I mean, I wasn't living for like the first 5 months of this year. And I knew that. I knew that walking into it, I wasn't going to be able to live like a normal person, like, because that's the sacrifice it takes to do something like that. But I have just been constantly checking in for the last 2 years, and, you know, counting calories, and always had a goal, always had expectation, a body composition goal. Now I just want to keep my meals high protein. I'm still going to smash the gym over. I'm still going to be going 4 to 5 days a week. I'm still going to be doing my cardio, and I'm still going to be doing my steps. When I say I want to live, I don't mean to step away from that lifestyle. Like, that is ingrained in me now. That is part of my identity. That's who I am. And obviously, being a coach, and, you know, my online coaching business is thriving now, that helps me be accountable. Because when I first approached Adam 2 years ago, I wasn't even arsed with the Instagram page. It was just there. I would post occasionally. But now I'm like consistently churning out content. I have a fitness app. I have online clients, you know, putting out content and stuff. Like, I'm way more educated. I have way more experience as opposed to the person I was 2 years ago. So now I think it's time. And I know I keep repeating myself, but I just want to see how I get on now over the next few months. And then when it comes to a calorie deficit, I probably will do a little tidy up phase before Christmas, and so I can enjoy the festivities and stuff. But that's the approach that I'm using now. It's intuitive eating. So what is that? So instead of doing meal timings, which I do recommend if you are in a deficit, because it will help regulate your hunger. Instead of doing meal timings, what I'm doing is, this was a routine I was sticking to for the last couple of months. So obviously went to Portugal, enjoyed myself, you know, like, definitely overindulged over there. And when I came home then, I would wake up at about 7 or 8 in the morning. I'd have like a protein cappuccino, a little bit of protein powder in it, and like, it's almond milk and instant coffee and one of those little skinny dream bars, you know them? I'd have that little snack and I would scroll on my phone or whatever, answer emails, open the laptop, just, yeah. So I'd spend about 2 hours doing that, and then at about 10, I'd have my actual breakfast. So I know I did a video about like having like a slice of toast and coffee for your breakfast, and I'm like, that's an awful first meal of the day. And it is. But I have a light snack, and then 2 hours later, like, I'm not going 5 or 6 hours without another meal. I'm literally having a coffee with a little light snack before I actually have my breakfast. So I still have my 3 meals. That's not an actual meal that I'm having, it's a snack. So yeah, 10 o'clock then I would have my breakfast, and then around 2 o'clock I would have my lunch, and then around 6 or 7 I would have my dinner, and then there would be probably another snack in between there. But what was happening was I was being so regimental with that. Again, the perfectionist kind of personality trait, which is actually a symptom of ADHD as well, perfectionism. And what would happen is I'd have my breakfast, and then I'd be like, okay, and the countdown is on now till my lunch. Like, I felt like I was living in parameters. I felt like I was still living in that prep lifestyle. And it would actually make my cravings go through the roof, because it felt like, you know, when someone says, don't think of a red carrot, and all you can think of is a red carrot, that's what it was like. I was constantly getting food noise, and I felt like I was depriving myself. And I was like, right, this is actually stressing me out now. Like, it was actually causing me chronic stress. So I started noticing that, you know, the last month or so, and I was kind of in denial about it. But anyway, and then what happened was I ended up overeating one evening, and I thought to myself, oh, do you know what, like this is actually a symptom, because I'm being so regimental. This is a symptom of trying to be perfect. This overeating thing that just happened, this is happening because I'm trying to be too perfect. So I basically just said, you know what, I just think I need to have a bit of time off now. And what I'm doing now is, and it's been great, like I actually haven't weighed myself, haven't used my fitness pal. Like I said, I've just been judging by eye. When I wake up and I have my coffee and my little skinny bar, some mornings I don't have it now. Some mornings I just wake up and I go straight to the laptop and I start working. I might have like a pint of water. But I actually eat my breakfast when I'm hungry now, which is intuitive eating. It's like honoring your hunger cues. So sometimes that might not be till about 11 or 12. And obviously I'll have like my turkey sausages, my turkey rashers, my two slices of bread, butter, and maybe an omelette or else one egg. Really high protein. And then I have something that I enjoy. So that could be like a croissant. And I can gauge like that I'm still staying within my 2000 calories. Like I'll walk to get my steps in and have a coffee and my croissant. And I love that now, because I feel like I'm not restricting myself anymore. And then my lunch then, well, I wouldn't even say lunch, I would say my second meal of the day will probably be around 4 or 5 when I feel hungry again. Because what happens is when you are so regimental with meal timings, when you don't need to be, is your mind starts to think that food is scarce, and that's why you're dying to have your next meal. But you have to remind yourself, you could literally eat whenever you want. Food is not scarce. If you're fortunate enough to be in a position where there's food in your presses and in your fridge, you ain't going to starve to death. Like, you could eat whenever you want. And sometimes you have to just remind your subconscious of that. But yeah, so like there has been a massive weight lifted off my shoulders. Like, I actually feel like I have a little bit more freedom now, and like I'm in charge, and it's like, stop like living in these parameters. You're not living that prep lifestyle anymore. And yeah, it's just been, it's stress-free now. Like, it's going to take a while to get used to. Like, I still have to kind of remind myself, like, all right, Enya, like, you've had your breakfast now. Like, you could literally have another meal now if you wanted to, but you don't need to have a meal now. You're full, okay? Like, let's just wait till you're hungry now. And then also, another thing about intuitive eating is eat when you're full, or like, finish when you're full. So there's been often times when I've eaten and my stomach would feel sore because I'm that full, but I would just keep eating because I'm like, oh, this is a waste to leave this on the plate. Like, I'm not used to doing that, because when you're in a deficit, you literally lick the plate, because you know, like, you have to stay in a deficit. Like, so every piece of food on that plate is accounted for, and you ain't wasting that. But when you're at maintenance calories, like, you're being fed enough. You're not under eating anymore. Like, you're eating enough to fuel, so you're not gonna go hungry really. So what I've been doing is I've been sitting there and I've been concentrating while I'm eating, because I actually was listening to a podcast the other day and it was very interesting. You know, when you eat a bowl of popcorn watching a movie and you eat it, like, you're not even noticing yourself eating it. It's like you just keep picking at it and picking at it. It's like you're subconsciously eating it. Or there's another word for it, I forget it. But before you know it, the bowl of popcorn's gone. And it's because you've been distracted, because you've been watching the movie. Now let's remove the movie. And imagine you standing in a kitchen eating a bowl of popcorn in silence by yourself. Would you normally do that? That would be a bit weird, wouldn't it? You wouldn't do it. So it's weird the way we associate food with certain things, or like, you know, watching Netflix while you're eating, watching the telly while you're eating. and you're not chewing it properly, you're not breaking it down, which can cause, like, you know, indigestion because there's big lumps of food going down your esophagus into your stomach. It's harder for your stomach to break it down. You know, it's just wreaks havoc on your digestive system. It's like shoving a lot of food down a drain pipe and there ain't no liquid there. So what I've been doing now is really concentrating on eating the meal, being present, really breaking it down, and I actually feel more satisfied. And then I pay attention when I'm actually full. And then if there's a few bites left, I leave them there. And I'm like, I'm full now. I'm not going to force this into me. And it's nothing to do with calories. Oh, I've saved calories. It's nothing to do with that. I'm like trying to experiment now and like listen to my body when I'm hungry and listen to my body when I'm full. And the food noise is starting to slowly dwindle. Like it's starting to kind of quieting down now, and because I'm moving away from that prep mindset, you know. And even though I finished in May, like it's still there, because I always talk about habits, you know, the more you do something, the more it becomes a habit. And I practiced that habit for 5 months, so now I'm trying to retrain my brain to go back to normality. And the problem is, lads, when you're a coach, you know too much. Like I'm too educated on fitness, exercise and nutrition, as opposed to someone who only knows kind of bits and bobs. Like I overthink everything. I'm an overthinker anyway, but I overthink everything because I know too much. Like I know what's in what. I know what I have to eat, you know, to feel full. I know what protein is in what. Like I know too much. And sometimes that can be our own worst enemy, you know. It can be like the devil in disguise or an angel on your shoulder. Like, look, it's helped me stay in shape, but at the same time, I'm like, I wish I could go back to before I knew what a fucking calorie was. But look, it's just going to take time for me to slowly like reverse out of that mindset, you know, because I molded myself into being that person for 5 months, and now I'm trying to mold myself into being like a normal person who just likes to go to the gym and just like mindfully eats. And then like having the 80-20 rule, that's another thing about intuitive eating. Like you're not living a healthy lifestyle, and by that I mean you're not living off salads and vegetables all the time, you know, and like plain chicken breasts. Like there's room for foods that you enjoy. And what happens is when you restrict yourself, which is what I was kind of doing the last couple of months when I didn't have to, you know, I was being too regimental. I was being too full on with my targets. Like, oh no, I have to reach this protein goal. Cannot have a croissant because I need to reach this protein goal, like because I'm a perfectionist. But what I don't know doesn't hurt me. So when I'm not tracking it, I'm not knowing exact targets, but I am like finding that I still know a ball part of it. So I'm like, okay, well, I need to get enough protein anyway to maintain muscle, but I'm not fixated on numbers anymore, because it was getting to a point where I was looking at meals. And this is when I started to think, right, and you delete the fucking app for a while. I started looking at meals and thinking, okay, well, this many calories is in that. This has this much protein. Like I wasn't looking at a meal and being like, oh, this looks delicious, I can't wait to eat this. I was looking at it and thinking macros and calories. So I have to slowly like snap myself out of that, because that's not living. All right. It's not like I want to look at a meal and be like, I can't wait to eat this, you know, and share that enjoyment with someone else who I'm with and stuff. But yeah, the 80-20 rule, like eating when I'm full, not restricting myself, and then having stuff I still enjoy, like, and yeah, intuitive eating isn't just eating 100% healthy. Like there's room for foods that you enjoy, but you are living a lifestyle of someone who wants to be fitter, healthier, wants to fuel their body. So you are fueling your body for work. It's like I'm still having like a good carby meal before I go to the gym, and you know, I'm having some carbs afterwards as well to replenish my glycogen stores. But I'm just not thinking numbers anymore. You know, I'm just kind of looking at something and guesstimating. But I'm in a position where I've earned that now after 2 years of consistently tracking. I can like understand and notice what's in what, like I just said a few minutes ago. But like I said, what I don't know doesn't hurt me, because I'm not seeing numbers anymore. I'm not logging things into my fitness pal. I'm not standing on a scale anymore. I will know by how I look. And like, look, I'm going to weigh myself in about 8 weeks time, and I'm going to see like, okay, what's the damage here? Was I able to roughly maintain between 56 to 60 kg? And if I was, then happy days. Then I know that if I ever want to lose body fat, I can just go back into a deficit and track again. And then when I reach my goal, I can delete the app again and just, you know, mindfully once again. So would I recommend intuitively eating? I would, but I would, like, just to kind of like finish up, I would recommend you track for a couple of weeks just so you can get an idea of portion sizes and what's in what and stuff, so you can see, you know, like what macros are and what. This meal is really high in protein, because like I said, I have my own little meal plan. I rotate the same breakfast, lunch and dinners. You do that as well. Figure out the portion sizes for each meal, etc. You know, like your carb source, your protein, how much does it weigh and stuff. Like, get used to that. Do it for three to four weeks, and then eventually you can move away from it, because you can't live the rest of your life tracking calories. Come on, like I even had to kind of think to myself, like, that actually isn't realistic to track for the rest of your life. Yes, it's useful to measure food when you're in a deficit, because you do need to be eating less. And if you're just guesstimating and you're a beginner, even myself, if I was just guesstimating, I probably would be going way over. Well, I wouldn't say way over, but I would definitely be not in a, I wouldn't be in a 500 calorie deficit most days. You know, if I was just guesstimating, I'd probably be in a 300 calorie deficit. And that means progress just going to be a bit slower. So I would definitely be using my Fitness Pal if I wanted to go back into a deficit. But at the moment, the app is deleted. I'm not weighing myself. There's no need to. It's just going to wreck my head. And yeah, I'm just going to kind of like take a handy now. I'm actually going on a Hens this weekend, so I probably will be drinking and stuff. And I've actually noticed now, since I got back drinking, that I haven't been stuck to the bed like I used to be, going back, like, you know, early last year. I'm not wrote off for days. Like, I actually get back up at about 10 or 11 and I'm out walking. I'm back in the gym in the afternoon, and I just can't lie around in bed. I don't know how people do that. But yes, I'm off on a Hens and I'm going to enjoy myself. Can't wait for it. Like, again, all about living now. And then I booked a holiday to Spain with himself for the end of August for 5 days. And the thing that's going to be different now is, like, I'm not just going to be coming off the back of a photo shoot prep. So I'm not going to be like a raging, like, cookie monster, you know. Like, I'm after having like nearly 2 months now of being back to normal with food and stuff like that. So I'm not going to be running, like, the breakfast actually isn't included, whereas breakfast was included in Portugal. So, like, I was going up getting seconds and stuff like that, even though I was still eating fruit and, like, you know, protein and stuff. I was still having like the pastries with the Nutella and stuff. And then, you know, I was going out and I was enjoying meals and stuff like that, because my appetite was back. I could eat what I wanted. But now I just think I'm not going to be like doing that on this holiday. We're actually going to Torremolinos. And yeah, I think it's just going to be a regular holiday now in terms of food. Like, we'll just have a breakfast, lunch and dinner. Like, there won't be kind of any of that pigging out, because I haven't been deprived. But I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, it's been great again, obviously, going out for food with the other half and doing things that we couldn't do, like, for the past 5 months. Like, we've been doing that for the last 2 months anyway. But yeah, again, just living. And I'll just see how it goes. And, you know, around October time, if I feel I have to reel it back a bit, look, I'll do that. But I'm not going to live anymore where my whole year is planned out for me, where it's like, okay, diet here. Unless I have a holiday coming up in like 6 months time, and I'm like, oh, I'd love to, like, not be photo shoot lean, but like, I'd love to be in great shape for that, like, just for that week. But other than that, like, there's no need for me to be running myself into the ground and chasing diets and chasing low scale numbers. I can just be content for the moment and just enjoy life and try maintain that little 5 kg range. Because like I said at the start, you'll drive yourself insane if you try stay at the same exact number, because you won't. So just try think of a range, a 5 kg range. Let's say you're to losing loads of weight and you're now 60 kg, okay? If you can maintain between, let's say you've lost 10 kg. If you can maintain between 60 to 65 for the rest of the year, like, that's brilliant, that is, okay? And you obviously use a TD calculator to find out what your maintenance calories is. And, you know, sometimes you are going to occasionally go over your calories, all right, or your maintenance calories. But if you're not tracking, what you don't know won't hurt you. But obviously don't go off the rails and be stupid and irresponsible every day of the week, because then you are going to, you know, start whacking on the weight again. But what's seldom is wonderful, and it matters what we do most of the time. Most of the time, I'm doing my steps, I'm out doing my cardio, I'm doing my gym sessions. And then, you know, occasionally, 2 to 3 days a week, I'll have a pastry and I might go over 100 calories, but I won't know that because I'm not tracking. But it will just prove that when I weigh myself in 8 weeks, it's not a big deal if you do that. You know, it's not a big deal if you go over your calories every so often, because you manage to stay within that range anyway, all right? You aren't being stupid. But I'm just going to look at my phone here and see, was there anything else? that I had. So finally, just with the intuitive eating, like, so if your goal is to build muscle and have a desired look or a certain body fat percentage, like, you will need to track your calories for that. So, like, if I wanted to really bring up my glutes, like, just completely change my body composition, it's very hard to do that if you're just, like, kind of guesstimating your macros and your calories, like, your protein and stuff like that, because you need to be really in tune with that if you want to get the best out of it. If you want to really optimize your results, like, you will have to track your calories to know exactly what you're eating. But if you're someone who just wants to drop a bit of body fat, go to the gym to enjoy it, maybe tone up a little, well, you know, you still have to kind of be in tune a little bit. But, you know, if you're having a lot of protein with each meal and you're progressing in the gym, like, you know, you're hitting new weights, new reps, you know, every week or every 2 weeks, and you're intuitively eating, like, you will see progress. But, you know, if you're someone who wants to do a photo shoot prep, or you want to get an insane shape for a holiday, or you want to step on stage and compete, like, yes, you probably will need to track your calories, because you're not going to be able to optimize your results by just, like, kind of intuitively eating, you know, eating when you're hungry or just stopping when you're full and stuff. Like, you need to reach targets in that situation. And then, is there anything else? So my plan as well is to bring up my glutes, because I did notice that during my when I got my photos back from my photo shoot prep, like, I was like, yeah, maybe that's another muscle. Like, I'm not really mad on, like, taking pictures of my arse in the mirror. Like, that's just not me. But from, like, an actual objective point of view, I do think they are a muscle that I need to bring up more. I actually store a lot of body fat in my bum, so when I lost a lot of body fat during photo shoot prep, I could actually see my glutes, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, they need a bit of work. So for the next few months, I'm obviously going to be having more food, and my muscles going to benefit from that, my glutes, and I'm doing a lot of glute exercises, a lot of volume. So hopefully now around October time, of, you know, 8 weeks of pounding the glutes over, I will see the fruits of my labor when I go back into a deficit and peel off the body fat, and I'll be able to see how toned my bum is then. And yeah, that's pretty much it, lads. Like, I just want to improve my relationship with food now going forward, and see where I am in 8 weeks time. So I'll obviously keep you posted, or when it gets to, you know, 8 weeks time, and let you know how I'm getting on. I'm not going to be, like, coming on here every week and be like, this is what I weigh, because I'm not weighing myself. It's just a little experiment I'm trying. So stay tuned, and I shall speak to you next week.